Movements come to a halt when I'm slammed by the most erotic view. Brand's white t-shirt has turned transparent, sticking to his muscles and flashing his nipples in a striptease show. My dick twitches and I have to look up so I don't get an unwanted and entirely embarrassing erection. I'm trying to prove a point, damn it. Be cold. Stay cool. Don't fucking give in.
This is a bit inconvenient,
Brand mutters as he tries to unhook the strap at his chin. I push his hand away and do it for him, then remove the helmet.
I could have done it myself.
Or you could say thank you.
Thanks.
Fuck me. I'm not used to this docile part of him. Yes, he's polite and shit, but he's being extra careful today, almost as if he's walking on eggshells. He glances at me, and his eyes widen as they focus on my neck, probably on the band-aid there. My gaze follows his hand as he reaches toward it, but then he fists it and jams it in his pocket.
Is that really okay?
Don't pretend you care. A frown appears between his brows.
Why wouldn't I?
Why would you?
Think what you will of me, but I don't like seeing you hurt.
If that were true, you would have visited me at the hospital.
I did.
He cuts himself off and looks away.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. Look at me. He slowly does, and an uncharacteristic sheen of pain covers his face. You visited? How come I never saw you?
You were sleeping.
He rubs the back of his head.
I managed to sneak past Jeremy and Gareth when they were speaking to the doctor, but I had to leave soon after since Lan came looking for me and was about to start more drama.
So he was there. I wasn't imagining him sitting beside me and stroking my hair. Is that tidbit supposed to make me feel this fucking giddy? Cold. You have to be cold or this won't work. I head to the elevator, not waiting to see if he follows. He does, trudging behind me. The trip is spent in suffocating silence aside from the sound of water dripping from our clothes onto the floor, or my struggle to stop myself from ogling his transparent shirt. A part of me wants to corner him and feast on his lips, take my fill for the weeks he's been out of my life. That's a lie. Since I first saw him, he's never been out of my life. Not really. I have to hold myself back and not touch him, not fall first this time, because if I do, I'll just slip back into the pattern I ended things for. This time, it'll be different. The elevator dings and I stroll inside the penthouse. Behind me, I can sense Bran watching the space as if relearning it or searching for something he left. I go into the bedroom and come back with towels and a change of clothes. He nods and clears his throat as if chasing away something stuck there.
Thanks.
I say nothing as I walk back into the bedroom, strip down, dry myself, and then put on shorts. Forget about the shirt. I don't like them, and I won't pretend to now. When I return to the living room, I find Bran has also changed into the gray shorts and white t-shirt I gave him. They're loose and unflattering, but he'd look annoyingly hot in a potato sack. Also, I really, really love seeing him in my clothes. I have to look away because I'm starting to get hard at the view. He's putting his things in the washing machine and calls out,
Nikolai, bring your wet clothes when you're finished.
Even though I'm already here, I go back and get everything I left on the bathroom floor. There's no other way to describe the look he gives me other than snobbish disregard.
You couldn't put them in something. They're dripping all over the place.
Okay, Mom, I mock. He yanks the clothes from my hands with an exasperated sigh and puts them in with his. Except the white shirt that he has on the rack near the balcony door. No whites with colors is apparently a rule when doing laundry. He reaches into the cabinet above him and brings out the detergent, softener, and some other thing that's apparently good for the skin. Once he's done with that useless routine, he sets the washing machine program. Then he walks to the kitchen, puts the kettle on, that he bought because I couldn't care less for tea, and retrieves some herbal tea infusions that have remained untouched since he stopped coming here. I can't help standing there and watching him move around the area as if he never left. His movements are easier now, and he no longer looks like he's walking on thin ice around me.
You don't have milk?
he asks, head shoved in the fridge. No, Grandma, I mock again. He glares at me.
Why are you like this?
Like what?
Completely unorganized. You're no different than a savage.
I throw my weight on the sofa and splay my arm on the back. More like you're neurotically organized.
I just like things in order.
Isn't that a thing called OCD?
No, it's not. Don't throw those terms around if you don't understand them.
Yes, sir. He grabs the kettle and gives me the side eye.
Are you done being sarcastic?
Are you done nitpicking? He shakes his head with clear displeasure. Usually I'd grin and even get in his space, but I'm trying to be cold, so I just watch him. I missed having him here. Even if he's always being an asshole about everything, it was like a fucking prison without him. Right now, it feels as if he never left. He pours the hot water in a transparent pot over the herbs, then he puts it on a tray with two cups and brings it over. Brand sits across from me with the tray on the coffee table between us. The sound of the thunderstorm and pouring rain is the only noise for a while. What's the stupid herbal tea name this time?
Lemon and ginger,
he says, and then looks at his watch to measure the time. If it were the past, I would have filled the silence and pounced on any opportunity to talk to him, be near him. I would have been right beside him by now, either coaxing his head on my thigh or using his as a pillow. Right now, however, I force myself to remain both still and silent, my fingers digging into the back of the sofa to stop them from doing something stupid and ruining my plan. Brand stares at his watch for what seems like forever, before he finally looks up and releases a long sigh.
Why did you bring me here?
To hear your answer to my question earlier, do you want us to be over? His Adam's apple bobs up and down as he swallows. Lightning strikes, casting a harsh glow on his handsome face as thunder rumbles in the distance. The silence stretches for a few heavy seconds before he bows his head and shakes it once. I have to suppress a smile because, fuck me, he's so damn hot. Can I just fuck him? No, Kolya. Control your fucking libido for once and stay on standby. Use your words and look at me. He slowly lifts his head, his eyes plunging into mine. Rain beating down on the roof lingers for a few agonizing beats before he speaks in a strained voice.
Do I have to say it?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to end it.
His voice is so low I can barely hear him.
Happy now?
No.
What? Why?
I won't go back to the way things were. His lips part and he pulls on his stupid hair as his voice comes out strained, choked even.
Then why did you ask? Why did you bring me here? Is this a game?
Maybe.
If you think you can play me...
Why the fuck can't I? Didn't you play me enough?
I did not.
We have different opinions about that. I lean closer in my seat. Here's how it will go, Brandon. I don't give a fuck if you come out or not. That's your decision, but you will not leave after every time either.
But everyone at home...
I'm not hearing it. If you want me, this is how you'll get me.
And if I can't?
The door is right there. Don't let it hit you on the way out. The veins in his neck nearly pop, and he grabs his hair tighter, pulling, tugging. I can see the war in his eyes, and I don't like it. I don't like that he's hurting himself, and part of me wants to stop it. But I don't, because Bran is the type who needs to be pushed off his high fucking horse. He's teetering on the edge, I can feel it, and taste his conflict in the air. One more shove. I take out my phone. What's it going to be, posh boy? Let me know if you're leaving so I can call someone else. His eyes flash in terrifying rage, and he drops his hand as his muscles tighten. No more conflict or anxiety rolls off him in waves. The only thing that remains is the coiling anger that hardens his eyes.
So that's your goal? Getting rid of me to return to your fuck buddies?
Why would you care? He jumps up, rounds the table, and climbs on top of me. He fists my hair, his knees pressing on either side of me. His body hovers over mine, vibrating with tension, even as his voice comes out steady, threatening.
Have you touched someone else, Nikolai?
I stare up at him, clenching and unclenching my hand on the sofa to keep from grabbing his hip or his back, anywhere I can touch him. God, I fucking missed the heat rolling off him and the feel of his skin on mine. Just one more push, a tiny one. Why are you asking? Jealous?
Don't fuck with me. I didn't even agree to the damn breakup, so technically we were never done. So tell me, Nikolai, who did you fuck? Simon? Someone else? Couldn't keep it in your pants, right? You're pathetic.
If I'm pathetic, then what are you? Delusional?
If you don't tell me, I'm walking out right now. Who was it? Who took my fucking place?
No one. His eyes widen and his grip loosens around my hair, even as he keeps me in place.
Really?
Really.
No one came here?
No.
Why?
Because this is our place and no one else is allowed in it. But instead of saying that, I lift his shoulder. What about you? Did you fuck anyone else? I'm going to need names and addresses.
Oh, you're mental.
He smiles a little before he shakes his head.
There was no one. I don't even like sex.
You obviously do.
Only with you.
He whispers, his fingers stroking my pulse point beside the bandage. Only with you. Pride swells inside me, and I want to probe about that, but that's not for now. So I ask the most important question. Does that mean you'll stay? His answer comes in the most beautiful form. My lotus flower sighs with resignation as he crashes his lips to mine.
23. Brandon. I have survived weeks barely able to breathe, so the rush of life that ripples through me feels foreign, intoxicating, addicting. I'm trapped again, completely helpless in the arms of the man who flipped my world upside down and refuses to leave. The man because of whom I've barely slept since last week, sick with a level of concern I've never felt, not even for myself. I plunge my tongue against his and kiss him deeper, my fingers tugging and pulling on his hair until he groans in my mouth, until I'm drunk on his taste, his smell, and his warmth, on his breath and the feel of his flexing muscles beneath mine, but most importantly, on the pulse that beats in his throat. He's alive. He's here. His hands land on my hips, tugging me against him as he kisses me with the same ferocity, digging himself into that nook in my chest even I have no access to. But I don't care. As long as I can feel his heartbeat thundering against my chest, as long as I can hear his growls of pleasure, so long as I can smell his intoxicating scent, I can flounder in self-hatred afterward. I can take on those vicious voices. I can pretend I'm not an entity of emptiness with no sense of identity whatsoever. I can take anything, as long as I have him. Because Nikolai is the only one who kisses the pain out of me, even if temporarily. I trace my lips over his jaw, his high cheekbone, and then down his neck, careful not to touch the plaster covering the injury. The vibration of his groan sends a shudder through me, that ends in my hardening cock. I'm sorry, I whisper, kissing around the plaster over and over. So sorry. And it's not only because I couldn't save him in time. I'm sorry about being a coward who can't kiss him in public but hungers for him in private. I'm sorry that I retreated after he ended things when I should have fought for him. But most of all, I'm sorry that he even wants me. I need him in ways words can't express, and he's the only person I can do this with. But he can have anyone he wants, considering he's infinitely secure in his sexuality. I'm not secure in my body, my sexuality, or my own fucking head. But he touches me as if he's blind to all those flaws. He touches me as if I'm normal, and I need that. I fucking crave it.
It's not your fault.
He speaks in that low, growly voice as he reaches a hand beneath my shirt and digs his fingers into my sides.
Stop apologizing for shit you didn't do.
Instead of replying, I kiss my way down his inky chest, over his necklace, and nibble on his nipple. I'm rewarded with the rumbling of his voice and the clenching of his muscles. You like that? I ask as I pinch his other nipple.
I like your tongue anywhere.
I smile against his nipple, tugging on it before I continue down, peppering kisses all over the different shapes and forms of his tattoos. He's criminally attractive, and he knows it so well, which is why he often parades around half naked. The thought of others enjoying his beauty turns me murderous. But he's had no one since me. That thought makes me hum with pleasure against his abs. No one can touch him but me. His noises of desire are mine. His body is mine. He's all mine. I tug on the drawstring of his shorts with my teeth and look up at him. My breath catches when I find his eyes darkening with unhinged lust as he watches me.
Fucking beautiful.
My heart thumps louder. I've missed those words and that look. I fucking missed being looked at as if he really thinks I'm beautiful. I never even considered that I could be beautiful until him. Maintaining eye contact, I undo the drawstring and pull his shorts down. And fuck. He's gone commando. Of course he has. This is Nikolai, and he's deeply allergic to clothes. I drop to my knees between his legs and fist his hard cock, jerking him up and down in a slow rhythm. The noise he releases makes me fucking ravenous, and my dick thickens against my shorts.
You're on your knees.
For you.
For me. I like the sound of that.
His fingers thread in my hair.
Choke on my cock. Make it sloppy and wet so I can fuck you.
Call me baby. I flick my tongue over his crown, teasing the piercing and licking the pre-cum.
Miss your nickname?
I squeeze until he groans, but I'm not sure whether it's in pleasure or pain. With Nikolai, it could easily be both. Do it. I speak around his crown, sucking it inside and then nibbling on the piercings with my teeth.
Stop fucking around and put my cock in your mouth, baby.
A shudder spreads through me as I take as much as possible of his length all the way to the back of my throat and swallow around his pierced crown. Nikolai curses in long, unintelligible strings of words and I squeeze his balls. I moan when he thickens against my tongue.
Jesus fuck, baby. Your mouth feels so fucking good.
I lick him faster, armed with the knowledge I've gathered during all this time. Nikolai loves to be sucked, but there's something else he goes feral for. I pull his cock out, tugging on a piercing with my teeth, before I release him with a pop. My eyes meet his hooded ones. Hey, Nico.
Huh? Why did you stop?
I want you to fuck my throat. His eyes widen the slightest bit before they flood with twisted desire and something else I can't put my finger on.
Fucking fuck.
He fists the top of my hair and tugs my head back. I follow, lips open and my finger still squeezing his balls.
You're the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Bloody hell. He means it. Why? Before I can think, he thrusts all the way to the back of my throat. I widen and loosen my jaw so he can go as far as possible. I'm extremely proud that I don't have a gag reflex. I want to bring him pleasure as intense as he gives me.
Holy fucking hell. You're taking my cock so well. I fucking love how you swallow around my crown.
His hips jerk back and forth against the sofa as he fucks my throat. He takes and takes and gives me the most beautiful view in return. His face. I love that I'm the reason he looks elated High, even, as if he, like me, is addicted to the mad friction that happens whenever we touch.
Open wider, baby. That's it. Jesus, fuck. I love how you choke on my cock. Did you miss this?
I nod, but I'm not sure if it's visible with the harsh grip he has on my hair.
Good, because I missed your beautiful little face when it's stuffed with my cock.
My own cock leaks in my shorts at his dirty mouth. His rhythm turns wild, his piercing bumping at the back of my throat with every thrust. Pressure forms behind my eyes, but I don't give a fuck. I take whatever he has to lash out at me. I need it. I need him. Pre-cum and saliva gather in my mouth, and I swallow the way he likes it, causing the muscles of my throat to constrict around his crown. His growl is music to my fucking ears, so I do it again, and he tightens his grip on my hair, messing it up as much as he's screwing my entire life over.
You need to stop that, or I'll come down your throat.
I squeeze his balls, encouraging him, trying to push him over the edge. I'm so close myself. When he comes, I'll just need to stroke myself a few times and I'll join him. All of a sudden, Nikolai drags his cock out of my mouth, and I'm forced to release him. My lungs burn from the sudden rush of air, and I pant as I swallow thickly. Why? Don't stop.
I love your mouth, but I need to come in your ass, baby.
He jerks up, kicks away his shorts, so that he's standing in front of me in his full, beautiful glory. Ah, oh, fuck. I didn't realize how much I missed his shameless nudity until now. I've become so accustomed to the view and the feel of his marble-like, extensively tattooed body that everything felt colorless after him. Using his grip on my hair, he tugs me up and pulls on the corner of my t-shirt.
I love how you look in my clothes, but this needs to go.
He helps me remove the shirt, and I fumble with my shorts until they're pooling at my ankles, and then I kick them off. Yes, I'm commando as well. I won't make it a habit, but I like the savage look in his eyes as they take in the entirety of me.
Hot motherfucker.
Nikolai leans over and bites on my Adam's apple, making me gasp.
I missed your voice, and even your annoying fucking nagging.
My fingers find their way to his hair, and I press him to my chest. I can't have him close enough, touch him deep enough, soak in him long enough.
Arms around my neck.
When I do that, still stroking his hair, he slaps his palms on my ass cheeks and presses his cock to mine. I bury my face in his hair, inhaling his smell as I groan and hump against him. Sparks of pleasure pool in my groin. With every slide of flesh against flesh, our pre-cum trickles over our cocks and we rub a few more times. Nikolai pushes me up.
Hop on. Wrap your legs around my waist.
I'm not light.
Do it now.
Grabbing onto his neck, I maneuver myself and Nikolai helps me up, and I cross my legs at his back, heels digging in his ass. I thought it'd feel awkward, but surprisingly, I hold on to the balance, and Nikolai doesn't seem to mind that I'm wrapped all around him in a koala embrace. In retrospect, I might be enjoying this a bit too much, since my hard cock that's trapped between us pulses and drips all over my abs. He kneads my ass and nibbles on my jaw as he walks to the bedroom.
That's it. Good boy.
I'm not a boy. I'm older than you.
Age is a number, and you're definitely my good boy, baby.
He tilts forward and we drop into a mess of limbs on the bed. His chest collides with mine, but I don't mind. He could crush me and I wouldn't complain. It's okay. If it's him, it's okay. That thought fills me with a different type of dread. Does this mean I trust him? The mafia prince who winds down by punching people? My thoughts scatter when he reaches beneath the pillow and produces a bottle of lube. Do you always have that on the ready? I ask and hum a grunt when his piercing scrapes my cock.
Yep. I never know when you're going to grace me with your presence.
He pushes back so he's kneeling between my parted legs, and I mourn the loss of his body against mine. But then I'm distracted when he squirts the lube straight on his cock. I lean on my elbows, watching him as he rubs himself up and down in violent strokes that leave my mouth agape.
You drooling, baby?
Shut up.
You love my cock that much, hmm?
Stop talking, Nikolai.
Love it when you get all bossy and wound up.
He swirls his slick, shiny fingers against his crown, and I want to push them away and take over the task.
Here.
He throws me the bottle of lube.
Make your hole dripping wet so I can fuck you, baby.
Jesus. I breathe out as I struggle to open the thing. He really knows how to undo a man with his words and damn fucking presence. I squirt the cold gel on my palm and open my legs farther, then lift my ass before I press it against my rim. A gasp falls out of me when I find Nikolai watching me with depraved intensity and flaring nostrils, his strokes slowing down.
Fuck yourself for me. Let me see your fingers plunging in and out of your hole.
A rush of lust overwhelms me, and I bite my lower lip as I breach myself with a finger. My muscles tighten around it, and I groan.
Did you touch yourself back there while we were apart, baby?
I nod, focusing on his tattooed hand that squeezes his length. My cock leaks all over my stomach at the view.
Naughty. Did you imagine it was my fingers driving into you?
I shake my head and add another finger, fucking myself in the same rhythm he touches himself, and trying not to get too excited, because I want to come while he fucks me.
Then what did you imagine?
I imagined... Oh, fuck. I imagined you were fucking me with your cock.
Fuck, baby. I need inside you now.
I remove my fingers and trace them on his chest. Stop talking and fuck me.
Talk dirty to me.
I need your cock inside me.
More.
I want you to pound me until I'm screaming.
Fucking more.
Fuck me until you fill me with your cum.
Fuck. Where did you learn to talk like that?
From you. His face erupts in a gorgeous grin as he lifts my legs and throws them over his broad shoulders. Our eyes collide as he drives into me, agonizingly slow. So slow that sweat beads on Nikolai's forehead and sticks his hair to his temples. His brows furrow as he obviously restrains himself to not thrust all the way in. A shiver goes through me and it feels like forever before he's fully sheathed inside me. It's been a long time since Nikolai last fucked me, and I almost forgot just how huge he is. It often burns when he first buries himself in me, but he always, without exception, gives me time to adjust. We're both panting, our chests slick with sweat as we bask in the moment, our ragged breathing echoing in the air. The only other sound is the rain beating down on the ceiling. A droplet of sweat rolls down his brow and falls on the corner of my mouth. I dart out my tongue and lick it, then bite my lip. Nikolai's eyes rage a dark blue as he expels a large breath.
Fuck, I missed your ass. I love how it swallows me whole. Can you feel how you're welcoming me home?
Fuck.
You're my favorite fuckhole, baby.
Shut your mouth, Nikolai.
Make me.
I grab a handful of his hair and tug him down, smashing his lips with mine. It's a mess of tongues, teeth, and lips as he drives into me, slow and shallow at first, but the longer I kiss him, the faster he finds his rhythm and pounds me like a madman. The back and forth of his abs creates friction on my rock-hard dick, milking it until pre-cum splutters all over us. Through it all, he doesn't stop kissing me. Doesn't stop binding me to him one thrust at a time. My body is a mess of overstimulation, but it's my battered heart and non-existent soul that are fucked over. I dig my fingers in his back, feeling my balls fill up and my cock ready to burst. Nikolai pulls away from my lips and reaches between us, then squeezes my cock, his thumb pressing savagely on the tip.
Don't come until I tell you to.
Fuck! No! I tug on his hair, wiggling my ass to chase the pleasure. I'm going to come!
Not yet.
His thumb blocks my opening as he goes harder, his piercing brushing against my sensitive spot with every thrust. I thrash on the mattress, mumbled voices slipping from my throat as the pleasure builds to an exasperating high. Nico, please, please, fuck! I want to come, I want to come, I want to come. The thoughts repeat in my head like a chant. My vision becomes blurry and I let out what sounds like a pathetic whimper. Let me come, please, please. I'm begging at this point. My whole body tightening, my abs contracting, and my balls aching.
Say you missed me.
What?
During the time we were apart, tell me you fucking missed me. Even if it's a lie, say it.
I did. I missed you. I missed you so fucking much. I feel a rush of air whooshing out of me with the words. I don't think I've ever said anything that I felt to my core like those words. Because yes, I missed him. I missed him to the point of insanity. I missed him until I couldn't breathe. And the only reason I can suck air into my starved lungs is because he's touching me again.
Come for me, baby.
He releases my tip and squeezes my balls.
Oh, fuck! Nico, fuck! I'm coming for you!
My cock jerks and cum splatters all over my abs, his hand and the sheets, everywhere.
Love it when you make a mess.
He thrusts faster, his muscles tightening and a vein popping in his neck.
I love it when you come.
Oh.
I'm still groaning, riding my orgasm as my cock slowly withers to half erect.
Want to know what you look like when you come?
He speaks against my lips, his breath stroking my skin and his intense eyes swallowing me in their depths.
You look like fucking mine.
My cock twitches, trying to force its way back to life as he bites my lower lip and fills my ass with his cum. He comes hard and he keeps coming until I milk him of every last drop. Our slick chests press together and I glide my fingers into his half-damp hair, bringing him closer and wrapping my legs around his waist. Then I do what we both love. I kiss him deep and hard, trying to brand myself under his skin so he'll never leave me again. Nikolai pulls out of me, and I can feel cum dripping onto the mattress. But before I can fall into that sensation, he wrenches his lips from mine and flips me onto my stomach. I glance behind me and my lips fall open at the decadent desire shining through his eyes. Blood rushes to my groin. And my cock stands at full attention.
Get on your hands and knees, baby. I'm gonna fuck you again. This time, like an animal.
24. Brandon. After a long battle with the image in the mirror, I manage to cut eye contact and drag myself out of the bathroom. The more intense the pleasure, the more crippling the pain. The longer I forget, the more cruelly my head torments me. But I'm done with my daily dose of self-loathing now. I'm fine. Probably. Hopefully. I step into the bedroom with a towel wrapped around my middle and another one drying my hair. My feet come to a halt when I don't find Nikolai waiting. Usually he'd be doing push-ups, punching the air, or pacing like a caged lion. Though he did say he'd take a shower in the second bathroom down the hall. Maybe he also takes long showers. I put on a pair of his shorts and a grey t-shirt, then pause when his cologne fills my nostrils. My fingers bunch the cloth, and I lift it to my nose to drag in a long inhale. For some reason, his rich, masculine scent has a calming effect on me. He has a calming effect on me. I linger in the bedroom and stare at the bed. Earlier, I made him help me change the sheets as he grumbled about my OCD. But now, I can't help thinking about the fact that I'm staying the night. What do people do in these situations? I've never stayed the night with anyone before. It's just not me. I loathe the idea of being too close, of letting myself too loose. But I guess I'll have to cope for Nikolai. I'm terrified that once he cracks me open, he'll find me revolting. He'll see me as I see myself in the mirror, as a black hole of nothingness. I want to run and hide, but that means losing him. So I stay. It's the least I can do. Better pray he doesn't finally see you for the basket case you truly are. I try to ignore that voice as I walk out of the bedroom. Should I go check on him in the shower? Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he's punching the air as if it's his demons. I just want to make sure he's okay, considering he falls asleep in weird positions. My steps are silent as I walk down the hall and knock on the bathroom door. Nikolai? No answer. I knock again. Is everything okay? Nothing. My breaths are choppy as I grab the doorknob. I'm coming in. My heart nearly hits the floor when I find the water flowing out of the jacuzzi bathtub and Nikolai submerged. No, no, no! A ringing floods my ears as I run toward him, drop to my knees, and thrust my hands into the water to grab his shoulders. I should have checked on him earlier. If anything happens to him, I'll never forgive myself. His eyes pop open and he grins, then speaks in the water, bubbles erupting everywhere before he lifts his head. I fall to my arse, air leaving me in long doses. Jesus Christ! Why does it feel like I just died and was resurrected?
Lotus Flower? What are you doing here? Oh, wanna join me?
Why the fuck?
I cut myself off and speak in a calmer tone.
Why were you underwater?
Meditating.
Meditating?
Yeah.
He grins.
I can hold my breath for over 4 minutes.
Let me get this straight. You meditate by holding your breath underwater.
Yep. Want me to teach you?
You're seriously fucking mental.
Is that a good thing?
He shakes his head, sending water flying everywhere.
No, it's not. And stop that. Are you a dog?
Woof.
He grabs my cheeks with wet fingers.
Let me lick your face.
Hard pass.
I push him away and stand up, shoving my hand behind my back to hide how much I'm shaking.
Don't do that again. It's dangerous. You could fall asleep and drown.
I love it when you're worried about me, baby.
Just come out.
I head to the door and throw a glance behind me.
And you better clean up this mess.
Okay, Mom.
He shouts behind me. I head back to the bedroom and change into a dry t-shirt and shorts. Wearing his clothes feels like I'm wrapped up in the cocoon of his arms. It's weirdly intimate. A good weird, though. Sitting on the edge of the bed, I check on my cousin, Creighton. Uncle Aiden took him back to London after he nearly managed to get himself killed. And while I hate that he dragged Nikolai down with him, and he's the main reason why Nikolai even slit his throat, Cray got the short end of the stick. We really thought he wouldn't make it. Although he's alive, he's been in a foul mood, and I worry about him. He does reply to me, though it's monosyllabic. It's enough for now. I text Remy, then tell him and Lan that I'm staying the night at the school's art studio to finish a project. They reply right away.
Remy. Mate, I'm telling you this with the sincerest love, but the only time you should spend the night somewhere is if you're shagging. Don't be a nerd.
If only he knew the truth.
Lan. What project?
Of course he'd be suspicious. It wouldn't be Lan otherwise. But for some reason I like that he checks on me all the time, even if he's doing it out of a sense of narcissism. Being his identical twin means I can't reflect badly on his pristine image. Me. One of those you call boring. Sorry I'm not up to your level.
Lan. Little bro, I'm telling you for the millionth time that you are up to my level if you quit restraining yourself.
You used to make masterpieces without a single thought. But now that you're thinking instead of creating, it's a fucking chore to see your work. But then again, no one listens to Lan, even though he's always right. The door bangs against the wall, and I lift my head to see Nikolai walking in, entirely naked while drying his hair with a towel. I place my phone on the side table and release an exasperated sigh. Ah, you couldn't put clothes on.
Clothes are overrated. People should thank me for wearing them in public.
He tilts his head to the side.
Besides, we've already seen each other naked, so maybe you're the one who should strip.
No, thanks. He lifts a shoulder.
Worth a try.
I reach into the wardrobe's drawer and toss him a pair of boxer briefs. At least put those on.
Fine.
He throws the towel on the bed and mutters.
Prude.
I heard that, and seriously, hang up your towels, Nikolai. He rolls his eyes as he slides the boxer briefs up his muscular thighs and snaps the elastic band with a playful tug. I drape the towel on a clothes hanger. Can I ask you something?
Why do you need to request permission to ask me something?
It's the polite thing to do.
Don't do that with me. I don't ask permission when I bombard you with questions.
You don't say.
Hey, was that sarcasm? The infamous passive aggressiveness?
I don't know what you're talking about. He chuckles, the sound smooth and so joyful. I can't help the smile that twitches my lips.
Ask away, baby.
Why do you sleep in weird places?
I don't like beds.
He sits on it.
It's not that I don't want to sleep in one. I just can't.
Is it because of something that happened? He shakes his head, sending droplets of water everywhere. Nikolai!
What?
Dry your hair.
Why? It'll dry on its own.
I pinch the bridge of my nose and point at the stool in front of the vanity. Oh, sit down. He jumps up and plops down on the seat and grins at me through the mirror as I turn on the hairdryer on the lowest setting, medium heat, and start drying his hair. So? I ask, not meeting his gaze. You were going to tell me if sleeping in strange positions has to do with a certain incident.
Oh, sorry, I got distracted by how fucking hot you look with your hair messy.
Nikolai, focus.
I started sleeping this way in my teens. It was around the time my episodes began.
My fingers pause in his hair. What type of episodes?
High energy, racing thoughts, uncontainable need for more, more, and fucking more. I had it that day when I fought Kill and beat him to a pulp while you were flirting with Eva.
Her name is Ava, and I was not flirting with her. My mind goes back to that time, to when his eyes were red and he looked to be on edge. So I was right to think something was wrong. His gaze was empty, and for a moment, I thought he didn't see me.
She was hugging you.
We're childhood friends.
Still don't like it.
He pouts like a fucking child, and I have to stop myself from smiling at how adorable he looks. Jesus. He's this big, tattooed guy who's larger than life and part of the mafia, but he still acts this way. Around me. Only me. I glide my fingers through his hair, lingering in every spot a bit too long. Back to the subject at hand. Do those episodes happen often?
Not really. I have them under control.
You didn't look that much in control that day.
That was because you were being an asshole.
Me? What do I have to do with it? He strokes his necklace.
Nothing.
I want to probe some more, but he meets my gaze in the mirror.
Oh, right. I wanted to ask you something as well. Why do you not like sex?
My fingers freeze in his hair, and I swallow as I meet his gaze. What do you mean?
You said you don't even like sex, but you do with me. Why didn't you before?
Not all of us enjoy the activity.
Why not? Is it because you only did it with girls?
God, I can't can't believe he's the first person I'm telling this. But he's been so open with me. The least I can do is share something in return. I don't like the rejected look in his eyes whenever I refuse to answer his questions. It's not that. I never looked at a person of any gender and felt attracted to them or wanted to have sex with them. I never got hard by external stimuli unless I forced myself into the mood. The concept of being aroused due to seeing erotic images or watching people fucking is foreign to me. I never touched myself unless I needed to get myself hard for sex. Never liked porn or understood other men's need to shag all the time. If it were up to me, I'd happily go celibate for years. I stop before I say, or would have in the past. I clearly missed his touch while we weren't together. The thought of being without it again triggers a queasy feeling at the base of my stomach.
Baby, I don't want to put a label on you since you hate that shit. I do too, by the way. But that's a bit ace. Asexual, if you've heard of that term.
I figured I am. Or I was. I don't even know what I am anymore.
But you did have sex.
Because it was expected, not because I wanted to. My releases were always a physical reaction that never affected me mentally. I just never enjoyed the act. It was more of a chore, really. Why are you smiling like a fool?
I just can't help but feel proud that I made you enjoy the glorious act of fucking.
Shut up. I turn off the hairdryer.
You just needed a good fucking by yours truly.
Nikolai. He stands up and wraps his arms around my waist, then glides his fingers beneath the shirt to stroke my skin. I can't believe I'm thinking this, but I missed his clinginess.
Bet if I kissed you a little bit, you'd get in the mood right away. Want to test it?
No.
Baby, please?
He speaks against my lips and presses his chest to mine. I breathe heavily even as I plant both hands on his chest. We already went 3 rounds.
I can do 10. I can't get enough of you. How about this? Let's bet how many times I can make you come.
Don't.
Your body and mouth sing a very different tune. Your push and pull game is spot on.
He darts out his tongue and licks my bottom lip, and it trembles beneath his touch.
Did you play it with others before me?
No. I'm surprised my voice comes out steady.
Because you didn't want them, but you want me?
Shut up.
Since when did you start to want me?
He whispers against my ear.
Was it when I pinned you down in the forest, or was it after you sat on my lap?
You wish. He bites on the shell of my ear and I let out a groan.
I love that I'm the only one who sees you like this, all hot and bothered and fucking mine.
I sink my fingers in his silky strands and tuck his head back so that I'm looking down on him. You're mine, not the other way around.
It's not a competition. I can be yours while you're mine.
He grins.
Love these sudden bursts of possessiveness, baby. You better not have had them with others.
Hypocritical much. You literally shag everyone.
Not everyone. Well, I'm open, I guess, but that was in the past. I'm no longer a man whore. I swear on Kolya's honor.
I fist his hair tighter. Who the hell is Kolya?
Hi, Lotus Flower.
He rubs his erection against mine.
My name is Kolya, and I'm obsessed with your huge cock and beautiful ass.
I burst out laughing. I can't help it. You named your dick.
Everyone does.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
If you say so. Why Kolya?
That's the Russian diminutive form of my name. No one but my grandpa and my dad's side of the family uses it, though.
And how long has Kolya been active?
Since I was 5.
Please don't tell me you had sex at 5.
No, I had my first gorgeous boner then. Didn't go well with my mom and everyone in the house when I ran around naked showing it to everyone and pretending it was a gun.
Oh, why can't I imagine that?
You also think it was hilarious, right? I was seriously proud. Only Dad backed up my shenanigans.
He seems cool.
Coolest dad ever. Before I hit puberty, he sat me down and said, "You're about to go on that adventure you've waited for since you were five. Now is the time you can actually use your dick as a gun. Do your thing, son. Just use protection and don't make me a grandpa."
How did he take your sexuality, if you came out to them? If you don't mind me asking.
I don't mind any of your questions, baby. Seriously, stop being annoyingly British. To answer you, I didn't have to come out. Mom and Dad walked in on me fucking a guy and kissing a girl at 15. They were shocked, but not in a judgmental way. Mom already felt I liked guys since I'd wink at them like I did girls. She just wasn't sure. Dad, well, he was like, "Of course you would like the variety. It wouldn't be you otherwise." Then he hugged me and whispered, "You better use protection and not make me a grandfather when I'm this young, motherfucker. I mean it." He's effortlessly hilarious, my dad. Oh, he's also British.
Really?
Well, he has a complicated family history, and he definitely has Russian blood, but he was raised in the UK and speaks in your accent.
What's his name?
Kyle Hunter.
I think I might have heard of him in Grandpa's circle. Wait, your last name is Sokolov, not Hunter.
It's after Mom. Since Dad had a few last names and Mom's last name belongs to Russian Bratva royalty, they decided to give it to their children. Nikolai Sokolov is actually my late great grandfather's name. I'm his gorgeous incarnation.
I smile and shake my head. I'm glad your family is acceptant despite, well, being in the mafia.
Mom and Dad are. My aunt and uncle, Kill and Gareth's parents, too. Everyone else, meh, they're still backward. I wouldn't take a guy to meet my grandpa or uncles, for instance. That'd just turn ugly, and no one needs that.
Does that mean you took a guy to meet your parents?
Does it count when they walk in on me? Because that was the only meetings that happened.
Jesus, you have more sex than Zeus.
Who's that? A porn star?
Oh, please tell me you're kidding. He squints.
Pretty sure I've heard about him before. Is he an actor?
He's a Greek god.
And he was a porn star?
No, he just... Let's say he shagged a lot, like you.
Don't be jealous, baby.
I am not.
Well, I am.
Of who?
Fucking Clara, and everyone who saw you naked.
You need help. I suppress a smile. You're the one who's had more sex than me.
Yeah, but I've never had a relationship, and I don't feel fucking murderous about them like I do with you.
My lips part and I clear my throat. My relationships were a facade. I never cared about them.
And you care about me?
Shut up. I wiggle free of his hold. I'm going to sleep.
Wait for me.
A huge body slams into mine, crashing me into the bed. I groan as I try to push him off me, but it's impossible, partly because I don't want his weight gone. Nikolai lays his head on my chest, wraps his arm around my middle, and throws his leg over mine.
You're not going anywhere anymore.
He kisses my Adam's apple.
Night, baby.
A lump constricts my breathing, and I can't swallow past it as I stare sideways to find his face buried in my neck, his hair falling on the pillow. His breathing soon evens out, and I smile to myself. Didn't he say he doesn't sleep in a bed? I stroke his arm and kiss the top of his head. Night, Nico. When I wake up, I realize two things. One, somewhere in the middle of the night, our positions changed, and right now, my head is on Nikolai's chest as he hugs me to him, his tattooed arm thrown over my middle, beneath my shirt, and his leg is between mine. Two, if the clock on the nightstand that shows 7 a.m. is correct, then I fucked up. For the first time in 8 years, I didn't wake up at 5. I don't even do alarm clocks anymore. I am the clock. I always wake up at 5. I always run at 5:30. Not today. I shattered my holy routine, and now all the chaos will come rushing in. What the fuck have I done? Panic sobers me up in an instant, and all the sleep haze disappears. I start to get up, but Nikolai shoves me back down in his embrace. His fingers spread on my back, and he strokes the skin as he murmurs in a husky tone.
10 more minutes.
My exhales are fractured and choppy, and I'm forced to breathe in his body wash. I'm surrounded by his all-encompassing warmth, and it calms me down. For a very strange reason. I shift and tilt my head to stare up at his face.
Don't go.
He lets out in a sleepy rumble. And my heart swells so much, I'm surprised it doesn't burst. How can I go when he's asking like that? I caress his sharp jaw, swiping my thumb on his lower lip, and Nikolai releases a blissful moan that tucks its way between my bones. His eyes slowly open, and I swear I can hear the shatter somewhere inside me when he grins.
Morning, baby.
Shit. Morning, I whisper, not trusting my voice or myself at this moment. I try to get up and he tugs me down again.
Let's cuddle some more.
You like cuddling?
With you, I do.
Is that supposed to make me feel special?
You know you are. You don't need me to stroke your ego more.
I smile. Come on, I'll make us breakfast.
10 minutes.
I already missed my morning run. I don't want to miss class.
It's okay to miss a run. It's not the end of the world.
It is to me. I like my life in order.
Too bad I'm in it.
Does that mean you admit you're chaotic?
Never denied it. I love corrupting you.
More like I'm leading you to the right path. He bursts out laughing, the sound husky and rich.
Good fucking luck trying.
I'm nothing if not up for a little challenge.
You mean huge?
It's my turn to chuckle, and he pulls me closer against him, pressing my chest to his, tightening his hand on my back as if he's scared I'll disappear or something. Nikolai, you need to let me go.
5 minutes.
Fine. I trace my fingers over his tattoos, and stop when I reach a blank spot near his left pectoral muscle. Is there a reason why you left this place empty?
Oh, that. It's on my heart, so I want to wait until I can think of something extra special.
Does that mean you plan to be covered in ink?
Fuck yeah. I have a lot of space on my back and thighs. Maybe you can sketch me something.
You'd want that.
Why not? You're an artist, right?
I do landscapes.
I'm sure you can think of something as unique as me.
Your arrogance is astounding.
Don't act like you don't love it.
He strokes the back of my neck.
Have you ever thought about getting a tattoo?
No, I don't like them on me. I prefer to leave my skin unblemished.
You're so prim and proper.
Not all of us can wear tattoos. They look good on you, though.
Did you just admit to liking my tattoos?
I didn't say I like them.
Fuck me, you do. You're blushing, baby.
You're dreaming. I push away, and this time I manage to disentangle myself. I'm going to make breakfast.
Ah, don't be shy. Come here.
He opens both arms, grinning like an idiot as I stride to the bathroom. I manage to wash my face and brush my teeth without looking in the mirror. But I have to escape Nikolai again when he tries to grope me on my way out. He's seriously impossible. Since there are virtually no groceries, I manage to make scrambled eggs and I stumble upon a half-eaten box of macarons and put the rest on a plate. He only knows how to buy pastries like a sweet-toothed monster. I'm pouring water in the kettle for morning tea when a heavy arm wraps around my middle. A large chest presses to my back. Nikolai drops a kiss to my throat over a hickey he left last night before he rests his chin on my shoulder.
Can't we go back to bed?
Stop being a baby and let me go. I can't do anything when you're all over me.
That's the point.
I lift the plate of confection and he grins, instantly releasing me to grab it.
Macarons!
He's so easy to read, it's heartwarming. Nikolai might be notoriously violent and a crass heathen, but he's actually a staggeringly simple man. And I love that about him. I'm complicated enough for the both of us. Pushing up against the counter beside me, he crunches two macarons in one go. He's only in boxer briefs, his large muscles on full display, and his hair falling in smooth waves to his shoulders. Honestly, I'm not complaining. It's always a feast to look at him this way and know he's all mine. This monster of a man belongs to me.
Lotus flower?
I click the kettle and retrieve two tea bags. Nikolai never liked tea before, but when I offer him a cup, he drinks without moaning about it. I'm converting him slowly but surely.
I'm going to ask you a serious question.
What?
You said you were in love once. Who were you in love with?
Huh? I stare at him as if he's grown two heads.
That day, during that Never Have I Ever game, you took the shot when Kill said, "Never have I ever been in love." Who stole your heart? I want to know.
Fuck. He looks so serious and wounded. I want to kiss him. So I do. My lips seal to his, and I swipe the crumbs of the disgustingly sweet macarons from his lips. I lied. I was never in love. His smile is blinding, and he licks his lips as if chasing away mine. Then he frowns.
Why did you lie?
You were looking at me weird.
How weird?
Like you wanted to devour me on the spot.
I always want to devour you, baby.
Oh, really? I must have missed that.
Christ. Was that sarcasm again?
I grab the kettle and pour water into two mugs. Make yourself useful and help me set up the table.
Give me another kiss first.
I fist his hair and shove him toward me, then claim his mouth in a slow, sensual kiss, twisting his tongue and tasting the sweetness. Kissing him outside of sex is different, new. It makes my chest hurt and my brain fog up, but I was always a sucker for pain. When I release him, he groans.
From now on, I'm going to need you to kiss me good morning this way.
I release him with a push. Go.
Okay, going.
He smacks my ass on his way to the opposite counter. Nikolai! He just grins and rummages through almost all the cupboards until he finally finds two damn knives and forks. I end up doing most of the work because the way he messes everything up drives me bonkers. Once we sit down, I sip my English breakfast tea and go through an e-newspaper on my phone while Nikolai devours the macarons like a monster.
Who are you texting?
He asks after he swallows. Not texting. Reading the news.
Why?
Because I like to stay informed about what's happening in the world.
But what's the point?
Seriously. You don't care.
Would it change something if I did?
Doing something is better than doing nothing.
Is that why you participate in all that volunteer work?
Yeah. I was born into a life of privilege, and I try to help those who aren't as lucky.
What about lacrosse? Why do you play it?
I put my phone down and take a sip of my tea. I'm good at it.
And that's enough reason to play it?
I suppose.
I used to play football in high school, but I didn't only do it because I was good at it. I loved the adrenaline.
American football, I presume.
The only...